In just a few hours, Marine Corps brass will tear open the envelopes. Responses to a challenge for ways to improve the Corps. Marines and sailors both have had the chance to submit ideas for wearable technologies and creating new products with three-dimensional printing. Sponsored by the Army Research Lab and the National Security Technology Accelerator, the challenge embodies the Marine Corps bias for action. Joining me with more, Marine Corps Major General Vincent Colonnais, the Assistant Deputy Commandant for Installations and Logistics. General Colonnais, great to have you on.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about this challenge. What is it you're driving at here with the Marines and sailors?
My boss, Lieutenant General Dana, it started when he came here about 8 months ago, an innovation cell, a logistics innovation cell to get after these things. So part of the plan was to put out a challenge to our Marines. Logisticians in the Marine Corps, there's over 40,000 of them spread out through a whole Marine Corps, and he wanted to challenge them and get their ideas.
Well, so 40,000 logisticians, that includes people that are right on the front lines, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's from, you know, people repairing radios, driving trucks, our medical corpsmen who are part of our Marine logistics groups and throughout the Marine Corps. So it's a pretty big group and just tells you what it takes to fight a Marine Corps. And we have a lot of logisticians.
So you're looking for people, ideas from people who are close to the action, close to the day-to-day.
Right, whatever the challenge is, it might be a challenge within the garrison itself on working on a vehicle or a radio or, you know, fabricating something, or while you're deployed on a ship or forward deployed. Right now we have Marines in Iraq and other places. So all of them can come up with ideas that we're looking forward to reviewing them and see how we can improve the Marine Corps.
Now, I said tear open the envelope. You're actually getting them in some electronic fashion.
We are. We're going out through, and that's this day and age, especially with Marines, they're all connected. So through social media and other means, YouTube, General Dana put a video out to kind of challenge the Marines, and that was very popular, well-received out there, and by all means, statistically, it was somewhat went viral within the Marine Corps.
Well, he did everything but the pull-ups on that video.
That's right. That's right.
We can forgive him for that one. And so what are you hoping for to get in ideas? Let's talk about the first challenge, which is called wearing out the enemy, wearable technologies. And you note that a lot of Marines, a lot of people in all the military already have smartwatches and body sensors and so forth. What do you think might be some of the things that could result from this?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, I think maybe less than the product, and it might be a procedure. It might be just doing things in a different way to it. But I would say the greatest thing is to change the way we think. And young Marines and old Marines, we're finding out that the people that are participating are not only the young, but there's a pretty broad spectrum of participating. You know, you have ideas out there and you go, boy, if we only could do it this way or made this item. You know, we have 3D printers out there right now in the Marine Corps, we call Fab Labs, and it's them experimenting with these things and finding new ways of doing things, whether it's laser cutters, mini CNC mills, or easy to use CAD software, simple sensors, whatever it is. They might come up with a product that's innovative and saves the Marine Corps money and makes us more combat ready. So we're really anxious to see what the items are, and we'll take these further with some of the service labs to further explore the possibilities of the potential.
We're speaking with Marine Corps Major General Vincent Colonnais. And now, how many of these ideas will be ultimately accepted? Are you going to pick one in each category, or maybe more than one if they look good?
No, and I don't have the exact count right in front of me. There'll be a few in each category. We have right now well over 160 submissions, and I think less than the item that we're going to explore or find. It might be a product, but it might be a procedure or a change on how we do things. So we're looking forward to them, and I think it's important that everybody participates. And innovation's not by rank or or by position. It could be that PFC, that new Marine that just came in, who's has a great idea. And when, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the culture of participating and coming up with ways to make our Marine Corps more combat ready.
And who will choose who the winners are from among these 160?
So we have a team kind of assembled of our subject matter experts, you know, whether it's in 3D printing or sense and respond. We have a team up here, and they're going to sort through it. They have a methodology of racking and stacking, and then eventually bring the finalists to my boss, Lieutenant General Dana, with the recommendation of the winners. And I think everybody's a winner. We're anybody who participates in this is probably going to be better for it. They'll change the way they're thinking, and we'll recognize anybody who participated. They'll receive a letter from General Dana thanking them for their participation.
They don't get any extra weekend leave or anything like that for being chosen.
Well, they will be giving they'll be paid to come what we call TAD. We'll fly them out to the service lab, and they'll be taken. They'll spend some time away from their unit to participate in further development of their product. So that, and then they'll more than likely they'll meet some General Dana and some of the senior leadership and brief their ideas.
Now, the military, you know, has ways that it does things, and those are often written out in manuals and directives and so forth and in doctrine. If someone comes up with an idea that they think is terrific for whatever it is they're doing in their logistics capacity, but it's not one of the chosen ones, can they try it out anyway and see if it works for their particular unit or location?
Yeah, absolutely. As long as, I mean, obviously that doesn't put anybody in harm's way or something like that. And we're trying to put out some policy. Example is the 3D printers we talked about. Well, that's a different way. When you're additive manufacturing and not subtractive manufacturing, where you take a block of steel and kind of carve into it and make a part, as a, you know, the opposite is obviously the additive. It's changing the way Marines think and come up with solutions. So sometimes it's problematic because we have policies and rules and things. You have military specifications sometimes on parts. So how do we get around that, where, you know, we don't do any harm, but we enable them to solve problems out there without necessarily breaking any rules? So we think there's going to be some solutions that come out that they're going to figure out on their own and not necessarily be recognized at this level, but they'll do good things and make us more combat ready down there.
And that's where maybe a good new procedural way of looking at something, given the parts and specifications they have for the hardware, could come in handy.
Right. And you're absolutely right. And we're already seeing, you know, little anecdotal stories, whether it's a circuit board that they can produce and quickly repair a radio or something else, as instead of ordering an expensive part and waiting a long lead time to get that item, they might be able to turn on it and then, in essence, make us more combat ready.
And generally, is this something new for the Marine Corps to ask the people, possibly even the rank and file, for what their ideas are?
I think so. I mean, we're like any other organization. It's a Napoleonic, you know, kind of organization. And so oftentimes when ideas or when we go down, we go through a chain of command. This is kind of, I would say, bypassing the chain of command. Our commandant, General Neller, is absolutely pushing innovation as part of his planning guidance. And so he wants these ideas to come from the Marines, young and old. And he often asks, how do we make the Marine Corps more, you know, combat ready? We need to embrace innovation to make us better.
Marine Corps Major General Vincent Colonnais, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, thank you for the time.
And you can read more and share this interview with colleagues, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and click Share with Friends.